Yeah, mic check.
Now he is.
Oh, there we go.
I was kept trying to look at you.
All right.
Even though I can't see you.
Lucid Drinking episode 10. 10.
The Deca. The 10 Deca. Beers deep. Let's go.
We got Dan Mancina. And what's popping?
Dan Mancina. Life is... Am I allowed to swear on this podcast?
Fuck yeah, you are.
Am I allowed to fart?
Absolutely.
All right.
As long as we hear him.
Everything's good, man.
Yeah?
Couldn't be happier.
You've been traveling a lot? How was Tokyo?
Tokyo was drifted. It was pretty cool.
Did you drift?
What were you doing there?
I didn't actually... did I drift?
For people who are don't know your life, what were you doing there?
I was with Adidas. Skate Copa, I believe it's called. Got to meet the Japanese skate team. Hang out with my boy Shin, who actually I saw the week... two weeks before.
Who is that?
It's
like... oh my god, he put me on the fucking spot.
Shin Sanban?
Yeah, Sanbongi or something. Sanbongi, okay. Something like that. Yeah, that's him.
I'm going to follow him up.
But I was with him like...
I'll do my research. I should have done it earlier.
Yeah.
A couple Adidas dudes were here a couple weeks before. Philip and Shin.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to see him again in Japan, which was really rad. But Shin is from, yeah, Japan.
So he's pretty much your guide.
He's from there. No, this guy named Lawrence. He's this British guy, like red hair, speaks perfect Japanese.
What?
He's been there for years. He's the Japanese TM and stuff.
What you open in there?
What was
Yeah, let's loosen up my hand's about to fall off from this salt.
Oh, you got the
it's
fucking
burning
BS
right
salt
now.
There.
Jeez.
Take it easy.
So
I'm drinking here.
We're not. I mean, I thought we were gonna test the Mickey Olds, but I'm kind of glad this appeared.
Damn, this is
the 1800 silver.
But dude,
tequila.
Yes.
Tequila.
But yeah, Japan. That was my first international trip.
Really?
Adidas.
Oh, well, okay.
Just wild. Dream come true, you know? Traveling.
Have you ever left the country before? I mean, not Canada, but...
Yeah, I've been like London a couple weeks or months.
Did you go to London
to
skate?
It was a... It was a panel of adapted skaters. A guy named Oscar, who was an amputee skater. And then Wheels.
Yeah.
Aaron, the Wheels guy, like Nitro dude.
Yep.
Meg Ramp with his wheelchair. He was there as well. And then another girl... I think Lily, is that her name? Lily, who's another WCMX, which is the wheelchair motocross.
Oh, damn.
Like the wheel stuff.
Yeah.
A little panel there, and it was rad. A little bit of skating we did. Are you ready to take this? There's nothing in here.
I got to pour it, you know? I'm just getting the salt in my hands.
Let me get some of the agave.
All right.
Ooh, the guava.
How much you think I should do for each? Because I don't know how to ration this out, really.
I don't know. Pour yourself some, and then pour us some, and then balance it out.
Wow. Yeah. So Steve, you're on my left.
Yeah, I'm over here, buddy.
Because I only have my right headphone in.
Oh,
it doesn't
it
sounds
it
like
matter.
You're on
sounds
my
weird.
Right.
It no, shouldn't
it just,
matter, though.
It just sounds like you're on my right, just like from what I hear, you know? It's really trippy, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty lucid, man.
Let's see here.
We're about to get juiced up.
There's kind of a lot in that one.
Exactly. Fucking don't be a fucking bartender on your time off. Let's go.
I sit in front of a computer all day. I don't know how to fucking do this.
You just got the big boy job, Alex.
No mixology.
That's
over
what
here,
this.
Huh?
That's
I
what
have
this one
fucking...
goes. This one goes on to Alex here.
All right, boys.
His new job.
Hold on. Let me get the salt Alex. On my fucking hand. Huh?
That corporate life.
You hit the salt after, right?
Hey, bring it in
before.
For the cheers here, Dan. What the fuck, man?
I keep thinking I got you.
Where you going? I got you.
Where are you going?
No, you just
put your hand
here. Put your hand where you're back where you
nope,
were.
No, bring it back. Where you
come away from the computer, please.
I'm afraid to spill something here.
I know.
You go to your right.
All right, I got you. Just
all right, there
I
you
got
go.
You. Yeah,
cheers.
Yep,
can you
go.
Cheers. Jesus. Lucy.
Oh, fuck.
Hey,
I hit the table.
And to all of you guys
God,
out
damn
there.
Damn it, no.
Everybody else out there.
YOLO, here we go,
world.
Baby.
Cheers.
Fucking hate tequila, you know?
Burn soul.
Not bad. Not fucking bad. Is that the gold? Is that the silver? What is that?
1800 silver.
Oh, that's 1800 fire.
You said that was one shot. And you, if you did that all by yourself, you would fucking.
Dude, that was one. That what you gave me was like a drop.
Yeah, that probably
that was definitely. That's a one.
It probably is
a
whole shot.
Yeah.
Well, let's
shooter.
See. Let's see. What does it say?
That seems huge for a whole shot, though. That might be a shot you get at the bar in those bigger glasses.
Does this really not say how much
it's
is
probably 1.5, right?
I'm not good at math. I don't.
Isn't that
know.
What a shot is? 1.5 ounce. Aren't you guys?
How many milliliters do you think this is?
Milliliters. We're talking about ounces.
Milliliters.
62.
No.
I don't know.
Hang on. What? How many milliliters is 1.5 ounces?
1.5 fluid ounces is 44.36 milliliters.
So is that 2 ounces? It's probably like 2 ounces.
It's 50 milliliters.
What?
This is 50 milliliters.
Yeah, which is probably about 2 ounces.
It's probably about 2 ounces, right?
Okay.
Because 1.5 is, what, 44?
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. No, I guess I'm trying that. Can I burp on here? Did I already ask that?
You asked to fart, but...
Can I burp?
I figured.
And I can swear.
Thing.
Burp, fart, swear.
You can kind of do whatever the hell you want.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Can I breathe loudly into the mic?
Dude, I'm just glad you're talking into the mic. Can I get some of that beer salt, actually?
Yeah, go ahead.
Talk.
We need another shot?
Sorry, I'm Swedish.
Is there any more of that?
No, we ran out.
Damn, we should... Yeah,
is that the only tequila?
We didn't plan ahead, did we?
So
I
on
sat,
a scale of
I
1 to 10...
I sat here for about a fucking hour waiting for you guys to set up.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you rate the 1800 Silva?
Tequila-wise?
No,
just
in general.
I mean... On a scale
I'm
of 10.
Kind of a tequila buff, so I'd probably say like a 4, 5.
You're only giving it a 5?
Yeah, I mean, it was
not
good.
A fan, huh?
I like an añejo. I like a mezcal.
See, tequila is the only thing I like can't control.
I love, dude. Every time, all right, you know, I go to California to visit my son once a month, right?
Mm-hmm.
We started going to this place called Casablanca. It's on Venice and Rose in Venice Beach, California. We go after I drop my son off, we usually go either the night before we leave or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy there named Chip, and he wheels around this tequila cart, and he has like 10 different like special tequilas.
Sheesh.
And then like, he's just a master at what he does though. The best margarita you've ever had in your life.
Damn.
Mixes it up right there.
Like the kind where you just can't even taste the alcohol?
You can, it's weird because like you can definitely taste it, but it's like,
see, me personally,
it's in a good way.
I hate when I like can't taste it.
Yeah, I agree.
Because then you think like, is this even, is there even tequila in here,
dude? That's nasty.
You or know? There's too much and you're like,
you
killing yourself.
You cannot get a good margarita around you.
No.
Especially at the Applebee's.
Not even in Mexican town.
No, they're all like fake. It's like premix bullshit.
Yeah,
this guy different level of fucking mixing
the,
it up.
The fucking, what's that place called? Mexican Town, Armando's or something like that. I think that's what it's called. They got some pretty decent ones.
But when I drink like the crappy ones, like the premix ones,
yeah,
my stomach
like,
it just tears my stomach up. I drink one and I'm over it.
You're like, why the fuck did I buy this?
Yeah, I'm done drinking.
Because then you get, I feel like a lot of places here, people are cheap here. So I think, you know, like the Applebee's nights where you have like dollar Long Islands,
yeah,
and it's all sugar.
It's just shit.
Yeah, it's garbage.
You can't really drink lucidly. You
see,
know?
What fucks me up is the...
am I right?
The vodka, like vodka lemonade. That's what...
Ooh.
That's my bread
and
butter.
That's your bread and butter?
If I'm trying to really hate tomorrow, that's what we need to do.
Dude, we haven't done an episode in a while. And do you guys want to talk about this seltzer craze? I feel like that really like came through.
It was a thing
after
when we were doing this.
Yeah. That like came through this summer.
It's been growing. You've been seeing the White Claws the last couple of years, 4th of July weekends. Some people had them.
The last couple of years? White Claw's been around that long? Or just now it's just getting popular?
I think they've been,
White Claw's actually been around for a while. Because I want to say it was like a advertising class or something. And we all had to like pick a company and gear it to our new audience.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids were like... This is like probably a year and a half, 2 years ago, and they were trying to market White Claw to men, and we were like, "That's fucking dumb."
Mm-hmm.
But who knows? That kid's a genius, apparently.
Yeah, the guy.
Wait, so
the
guy's
probably working at Apple.
The kid in your marketing class made White Claw?
No, hell no.
Oh, he was researching.
He was just
he
had to pick
story.
A company and market it to something else. So he picked men.
I was like, "Whoa, wait, what?"
Because we're all like,
a lot of men that do drink that now.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
My buddy, a big beer drinker.
Other
day, I called him at 4:30 in the afternoon. I said, what are you doing? He's
drinking
my day
White
off.
Claw.
I'm drinking a White Claw on the porch. I'm like, what? But he's like, he can drink beer. And he said he went golfing one day. He put down like 10, think he bought like a six pack of White Claws and put them all down.
I don't know,
like,
though.
Those things
I feel
mess
like,
you up, I thought. I
was yeah,
like,
well,
how'd you put down six? Because
you don't
six?
Taste that shit.
Yeah, he's like, I was straight. I was like, I don't know.
They're higher alcohol content. You don't really taste like
are
anything.
Are they like a malt liquor, though?
No.
Is it like that gnarly right, like, liquor shit that really fucks you up?
Like, no. What's the science behind it?
No, it's just like a regular...
The science...
Have you never had one?
Behind why it's so good and selling so well?
Is no, what what's mean? The science behind making...
Oh. Low-calorie fucking goodness.
Because it started out because chicks wanted to be skinny.
Right.
And I mean, drink I, this I shit. I understand that.
And now yeah. dudes are like...
But what's the science behind, like... Yeah, what kind of alcohol is it?
Yeah, how do you make
yeah.
yeah. a seltzer? Is it like the cheap fucking malt? Like what that's is what a I seltzer? Feel like it is. The cheap alcohol that fucks you just up.
Makes right, because really when you think of tequila or you think of beer, like you kind of have a generalization mm-hmm. of like how you make them, you know?
Right.
But how do you make a seltzer?
You know, hard hops. Seltzer. Hard seltzer or spike seltzer is a carbonated alcoholic beverage.
It's like if you think about like Smirnoff Ice and
they're lower in Calgary.
Hey, shout out to Canada. We almost made it today.
They are typically fermented with sugar instead of malted barley, yielding a mm-hmm. beverage low in sugar and carbs. It can be made at home by either fermenting a sugar brew or carbonating a watered down clear spirit like vodka or Everclear. So it's basically...
Oh, so these are like... That's almost like make your own.
It's basically all fucking sugar. It's sugar and... That,
but it
then,
can't because it's
and
so
then they make the
calorie.
Alcohol content higher.
Yeah, that's... Sugar is what makes anything taste good.
Yeah. It's just sugary
shit.
But it's
also all the calories.
Why do you think if you're drinking seltzers, you just feel way more hungover? It's because you're just having
way
a sugar
hyped.
Rush.
I was in a serious wine phase for a while. I drink like a bottle at night.
Really?
Drink a bottle and be like, fuck. Chill. But I'd be like, chill. Like, it didn't... really give me a hangover until you start
yeah it, once you start drinking more of them yeah.
or when you're young you don't have any money and you drink box wine and you drink a whole box of wine.
Oh dude that's Ooh. Where you're that's where you've got a problem
have you guys heard the phrase slap the bag
yeah
mm-hmm. Slapping the bag
dude we used to do that at Schwalm's house all the time
really
because him and his
the Franzia
him and his girl at the time like would always have people over and like they had a fridge in the basement that was just full of boxed wine and
why
and day old bread from Jimmy John's. That's the only thing that was
what
in the fridge.
The boxes of wine in the fridge and day old Jimmy John's bread.
But somebody yes. yeah fucking damn I can't remember what homie's this name is. The really tall kid that used to skate with Schwalm all the time. He used
Colin?
To
work,
Brandon
yeah,
Colin. Yeah.
He used to work at Jimmy John's, I guess. So he would just like come over and just bring bread and just kept it there.
That was hey. His entry fee.
It's a real religious family, you know, bread and wine.
Oh yeah,
that's
maybe
the, we
maybe
break
that's
bread.
The
you know bread.
We break bread out of you, yeah.
The Franzia, though, I went through my Franzia phase. I went through my yellow tail phase.
No
yellow tail. There's a number on the back of the yellow tail bottle. And I
yeah.
called it and like it's like some like hotline like yeah thanks for calling fucking sent me like a keychain sandal
damn
like
it's actually kind of bad
I was hoping they're gonna send like some you know free wine or whatever but no
yeah.
like stickers
some free
shit.
Wine
I'm hyped hey
I'm a big wine guy though
what do you mean
but I don't drink it a lot but
yeah, you do wine a lot.
I know my wines.
You do fucking wine a lot, huh?
I know my wines, huh? I've been to France, you know? I know my wines.
You been to France?
Yeah.
Never been.
It's a great place. I've never skated out of this, other than Canada. Because we went to Ireland when we were younger. And I've been to France, but I've never skated. And that bums me out.
Parlez-vous français?
Dama posee, oh la la.
So, 10th episode, we've been gone for a while. I'm stoked to be making the comeback here.
Are you ripping the shower thoughts?
No, I don't know what shower thoughts
are. It's basically shit where it's like a fact or just like a way of somebody like looking at something and you go, oh, whoa, I never thought of it. Like, holy fuck,
you're talking
right.
about a meme or a flower thought?
A shower thought.
Flower thought. Hey, get on the flower, man. I got one.
How's so it would be like, okay, so here's one. You're not afraid to ask her out. You're afraid to get rejected. It's just like shit that people post on here, and you're like, oh, well, I guess that's right.
Yeah, but like, couldn't you have that thought anywhere? Why does that have to be in the shower?
So like this one. People often get dressed up nice and perfumed to attract someone to get naked and sweaty with.
Damn.
And you're like, oh, never thought of that.
Okay, but I'm just not, I'm still hung on.
You never skate dicked a chick before?
I'm still hung on the shower. They got it. Why's it got to be a shower?
I don't know. It's just the title of the.
Shouldn't just be like a fucking, what's the.
You are being difficult.
The Eureka. It's more of like a Eureka kind of thought here.
Yeah.
Okay. Ah,
Eureka.
I got you, though. Yeah.
Or it's like an aha moment.
An aha. Yes, yes.
The brain invented the helmet to protect itself.
Mm-hmm. Smart brain. Cool. Yeah. Cool. I've heard that one before, actually.
No.
Yes.
All right. Well, when you mouth the word vacuum, it looks like fuck you.
You know what else is a good one? I used to, when I was a kid, I used to write.
What? Wait, what?
When you were what?
When I was a kid, I used to write not super shoes.
Super shoes?
Throwback. I used to write elephant shoes. Because when you say elephant shoes, it looks like I love you. And I used to be in love with a girl that I wasn't really in love with. Or I used to date a girl that I wasn't in love with. I liked someone else. So that was my tag. Elephant shoes. Because like, you're saying something, but really.
So they think you're saying someone. I love you, but you're curving
them.
No,
they think you're saying elephant shoes, but really I'm saying I love you to somebody else.
Would you rather automatically scream at the top of your lungs for 1 second for every dollar that you spend or earn?
So every time I make a dollar, I fucking yell.
So think about
it. Every time I spend a dollar, I fucking yell.
Yes. So if you spend $10, you scream for 10 seconds.
Oh, wow.
So that Del Taco that you gave me $7
for
today. So
you're trying
today,
to tell me if I
gotta
make,
scream
if
for seven
I make,
seconds.
Let's say I get a paycheck.
You get
and
a paycheck for
it's
like
$800. I'm yelling for 800 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. But you're getting it done out of the way
right.
really quick.
That's the thing.
Definitely spend because you can
spend is
you think
more
so?
You can,
it's
much more
easier.
Frequent though.
No, because only if you spend money.
So you're just going to go a whole day and not spend any money?
But you can spend less than you can make.
So imagine those
most people,
how much,
most smart people spend
right. you can
less
spend,
than they make.
Right, but you're spending less money, right? So let's say you spend $100, but you spend it 10 times, so $10 10 times, you're screaming 10 separate times. Whereas like if you make $600, you're screaming for a long-ass time once, and then you're done for the week.
I just spend less.
See, another thing for me, though, is...
It's going to be hard, though.
You know, you get paid, and you get your paycheck direct deposited into your...
Penis?
Into your bank account. And then you just scream
ass.
For, like, a really long time, right? But those two waters that you bought today, like, you're just in 7-Eleven, like, yeah. Thank you!
It's, you know, it might be, so it's $1.60. What is that, 60 cents? Like, half a second or something?
Oh, fuck, I didn't think about
that. What's the change like?
It's kind of like the buildup of a scream.
Keep the change because I don't want to fucking yell.
Would you rather be a set of stairs or a wall?
Would you rather be
even,
a set of stairs or a
question.
Wall?
Next one, please.
So, yeah, let's move on.
Dude, it's so funny.
That's a weird. That's not.
I mean, think about
that
it.
Doesn't even
would you
make,
rather? Would you
I'm
rather?
I'm trying to think deeply about that one, but it's not invoking.
So,
any
like,
emotion.
you're just sitting there. You can't move. Obviously, are you going to be stairs or I would be stair or a wall by?
It doesn't fucking matter because you're an inanimate object and you're not going to understand anything.
You're going to feel it. If you
next
if
goddamn question.
If you're stairs, you're going to get fucking stepped on every time.
Yeah, dude. Somebody commented on. It said definitely a wall. I'd rather be punched through every now and again
Jeez.
Than stepped and climbed on.
Imagine how many times people kick out on you and the board is hitting you in the head.
That'd be kind of fun though. You're like a set of stairs, like, all right, some skaters
or a wall ride. You're just getting
you're
fucking shredded.
You're thinking skating now.
Yeah. If you want to be stairs,
would
or
you rather
a wall?
Be skated as a wall or a set of stairs? Yeah. I'd probably say a set of stairs because
I would take
you're gonna get skated more.
No, I feel like, well, but if you're a set of stairs, there's less contact with you.
Also, how far does the stairs go? Do you feel
now
when people land on the bottom?
But
is
I
this
feel like,
flat
I feel
bottom?
Like
is this like Toy Story where you want to get played with?
I was going to say, you want to get contact, right?
Yeah, so that's I'd rather question. Be the wall. Because 100% of contact is with me.
Would you rather be a penis or a vagina?
Oh, man.
I
don't
would you
know.
Rather get fucked or fucked? Which one?
Would you rather get fucked or fucked? That's what you just said.
Would you rather get fucked or fucked?
I'd rather fuck than
no,
get fucked.
No, you definitely just said what you
were. Well, that's because you're a guy. If you were a vagina, you'd say I'd rather get fucked.
Yeah, true. Would I rather be a dick or vagina?
What if... if you could be a girl for one day, what would you do? Alex. Question to you.
I'd definitely touch myself.
Yeah.
I would. Do I have nice tits?
Whatever body you want.
Damn.
You have 24 hours. Like, what's the first thing you do?
I would run around town, like, butt naked and just, like, be stoked that people are checking me out. You know, I'm not a good, you know, be seen. I like to think. Naked. I like to think
you're
I'm
a little attention whore.
Exactly.
Dirty little.
Like, look at all these guys looking at me.
Attention whore.
Wait, you're gonna run naked?
If I'm a girl, is it weird? If I'm a girl and I'm getting laid, is it weird that I'm getting fucked? Like the next day?
No, you're a girl. You're right. A girl.
Oh, dude, you know you're a girl?
That's the thing. Would you get fucked by a penis, or would you just go like, you know? Touch yourself.
Well, here's the thing. Though.
So am I a dude that's like, holy shit, I'm a girl for a day, and then
you're you, but you get 24 hours as a woman.
My Jamie Lee Curtis.
I wouldn't get fucked. Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Because then I'd have to think about that forever.
Because that's where it gets different.
But you could learn so much as a man.
No, see
how.
No.
How the fuck you could have a better understanding than than any man in the world.
I think I would master.
You're doing this for your future wife,
right? I would do it. I would see how.
Oh,
like foreplay is because it's like.
Oh, you could go lesbian. You could go lesbian.
Mm. Yeah.
Fuck, that is a good point though. What you just said, Dan.
Dude,
like,
yeah. You could
because
come back
like
with some knowledge.
You could be. Oh, yeah, because you'd be like, oh well, now I know this is.
I would know if the sweet spots are.
I know
what
the sweet spot are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm not trying to get nailed.
Right.
Just getting pounded.
It's like, why not just buy...
Like, just find the biggest guy in the fucking gym.
No. Why not just buy a...
You come in. Getting choked out and... The whole time... It's for science. Oh,
it's
God.
For my future.
You're talking to yourself. Like, light right under your brows. Like, it's for science.
That would be rough, would you say? Dude.
Dude, could you imagine, like...
Getting taken
see,
by a
no,
man.
What I would do was... I wouldn't... It doesn't have to do with getting fucked or whatever. I would, like... Whether I'm just, like, playing dudes or whatnot, I would, like, find out, like, secrets or, like... Find out weird shit about them and then come back as a dude the next day and like tell them like, yo dude, like
I mean, do you think you could
you're gonna use your one day as a woman to just fuck with some random guy?
Why not? I have 24 hours. You know how much you can do in one day?
Not a lot.
If I don't have a job, you know,
I think you should.
I'm taking the fucking day
off.
I
think you should just get railed by the biggest guy in the gym.
No.
Imagine waking up at 1 p.m. too, you're like, fuck, I missed half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what
I mean,
else? What
do
else
you think,
would you do? I don't know. What else could you do?
Do you think you would be able to achieve the same goal that you would have from getting the big fucking dude from the gym as just buying a
being
dildo and
yourself.
Playing around?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, I'm
you'd
thinking
have to
like,
do both. I need 2 days.
So I'm thinking of like, think about it this way. Like if whatever dude you have or whatever, like what if you're...
What if that guy sucks?
What if he's super fucking good and you can't reach that potential?
Or you like
he might
it?
Be good. Hey, what if he liked it, Alex?
What if he?
What if he didn't want to go back? That is my question. What is the female orgasm to the male orgasm?
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
The female one seems way better.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of, I feel like it's just much more rare.
Ah, damn. I don't know.
It'd be nice to understand and know. I don't want to go through it though.
Yeah.
I don't think having the same mindset as a man, like if you're just there for a day and you still have Alex's brain, you're not going to be able to reach that climax, right?
No.
It'd
probably
be
not.
Impossible.
No. You'd mentally have, I would mentally I'd block myself
right.
out.
You'd be thinking like I'm getting fucked by a dude. You'd have
You couldn't be able to do
you
it.
Would have to fully immerse yourself.
Why does this feel good?
It had to be some weird
cuz you got your female like yeah. organs like actually enjoying it, but
Your
man,
brain
your
is
male
man
mind
like,
is like
oh
no,
this my, is wrong. This is wrong.
My body's telling me yes. My mind is telling me no.
Maybe that's what that song's about.
Would you rather make a microwave ding every time you come or get a boner every time it rains?
Make a microwave ding. Where's the harm in that?
Huh?
Yeah.
Where's the harm in the dinging?
It's out of your like it, when you come, it's a ding. So you're hanging out with a chick and like
yeah,
you
dope.
Go and you come, you're like ding.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Dope, that'd be a cool. That'd be a cool trait to have.
A
yeah.
boner every time it rains. I mean, I pretty much get that anyway. I get more boners. First off, I get more boners than every time it rains. So that's honestly not even an issue.
Because you probably get one a day, and does it rain every single day?
No, exactly.
Yeah. Why are you guys coming at me?
I'm pissed.
Because you're asking the question.
All right, would you rather be blind or deaf?
Now,
you
see,
have to think
see,
about it.
See, this is
though.
The question I wanted to ask, though. That's the same question. Would it be would it be worse to be born blind or deaf? I feel like deaf would be worse.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Dude, deaf is worse.
Because you just can't really communicate as much.
The communication, you can't, yeah. The communication is so lacked, and the communication is like the number one thing with humans.
Like, yeah, how do you develop, really? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you can still develop good, but like, it's just like,
it's even like,
you
when
there's
you,
plenty of deaf people who are fucking brilliant. You know what I mean? You can still
right,
develop.
Yeah.
But like,
is it harder to do?
The day-to-day communication is fucking tough, dude.
Yeah.
You can't, it's like the simplest thing. You can't be like, hey, you know, fucking, hey, Steve, hey, you know, anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like everyday yeah. things. Yeah. Tough.
Like I think of Mute Dave. The
oh, yeah.
Dave guy that up you always see
downtown,
around downtown.
Detroit,
yeah. It's like, it's to the point where like I kind of understand him now, but at
yeah.
the same time, it's like I have no idea what he's saying.
No.
But
dude, the deaf community is like,
I feel like people are,
deaf is gnarly.
I feel like people be a little bit more, I don't want to say like, they're like, oh, okay. They seem a little bit more babysitting like, because they can't fully understand. You can just tell me like, Alex, you're a fucking idiot. But it's like, it's more so like, if I'm sounding stupid or whatever, they don't really
right,
cause know.
Right, because you would talk that type
you
of way to
you almost talk
to
them
kid.
Like they're a kid or a dog or something.
Yeah,
because you'd
be like, what does the cow say? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they have no idea because they have no idea what a cow fucking says because they can't hear what a cow fucking says.
You know what I mean?
The deaf community is super interesting because they're like, from what I know about, from what I've like heard and learned about it, is they are super proud. So like, when you talk about a deaf person, they're like, I am deaf. Like, they are proud
like
to say
they own it.
All about it. They own it, as mm-hmm. opposed to the blind world that's like you, people get fucking bummed out when you hear the word blind.
Like, they're more
you
know, insecure almost?
It's visually mm. impaired. It's a visually impaired community.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But yeah. deaf is like, there are deaf people who come from a whole family of you know, deaf kids, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, their kid, say their kid has an opportunity to get some kind of, like, a cochlear implant, something to fix their hearing, they won't do it because they want them to be a part of the deaf community.
Now, do you think
like,
that's...
they won't even fix...
Do you think that's from, like, if you're blind, you can obviously hear, like, do you think literally verbal words and tones can fuck you up more than... Like, if someone's talking shit, you can hear it and feel it more than they can.
Are you saying, are you asking
right,
me
like
if
I
you think that's why they do that?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Fuck.
You're saying, like, if I smile at you and be like, Alex, I fucking hate you, dude. Like, but I'm smiling, you know? Like, you have no idea what I'm fucking saying?
Yeah, it's sort of like you can physically, you can feel more hatred in actual hearing something rather than someone going like that.
Dude,
you know
tone
what I mean?
Is insane
tone
to
is
think
huge,
about.
Huge, yeah.
Yeah. Like tone where I'd be like, oh yeah, Alex, dude, you're fucking super good at skating. Or I could be like, dude, Dan,
clearly
you,
we
you
know Steve's
right, like
lying.
With some sarcasm. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
but
I
if
feel
you
like
can,
it's easier to hurt with,
like, imagine not hearing
you,
my sarcasm.
Are you asking me if that's why I think the deaf people are opposed to hearing?
No, I would say, are they more proud because they don't get hit as hard, if that makes sense?
Oh.
No, they're more proud because they have a philosophy that the world does not, you don't need to hear in order to experience
okay.
all of the benefits or the joys of the world and living.
That makes sense. Stuff. Okay.
The blind thing is, I don't know, dude, definitely better to be born anything than...
You think
really?
So?
Well, because you don't know anything else. You know what I mean? I know what it's like.
You grow
to
up
see,
that
so
way.
Like, sometimes I do reminisce and miss it a lot.
But I feel like you have some sort of ability that you can kind of fall back on, maybe.
And I do. I still visualize a lot. I visualize everything. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I have that.
Because you've seen. So, like, let's say if I say a table.
But if I was born blind, I would have a completely different understanding of what a table is. I would have my own understanding of what a table is.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
I would probably revert back to when I was a kid and I'd feel my mom, you know, my fucking mm-hmm. home table or something. That's what I would think of. I would still have an idea or a memory of what a table is. It'd just be different.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For certain things, for skateboarding, it's better to have been
to have done it before. Yeah,
and done it before because I have certain, you know,
right.
I've watched fucking top level people skate.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what it's supposed to look like, and I know like the level, and I have a better understanding of like when I hear fucking when I hear about front crooked on El Toro.
Yeah, you're like, oh, fuck.
I understand. Holy shit, that's gnarly.
Yeah,
or yeah, like you know, is. And I think about all the kinked rails and shit nowadays. I'm like, dude, that's insane.
That's why I've always wondered.
I have a better reference. Yeah,
it's like I've always wondered if like because you know what a ledge looks like when you're skating a ledge, do you like repaint that picture? Or are you too focused on, like, trying the trick?
I would assume you're too focused on actually feeling the fucking thing out.
Feeling it. It depends on the, like...
Or both.
Everything I skate, I'm sure you've noticed, like, over time I get more comfortable. Like, when I first get to a spot, it's like, I'm lost.
How many times have you guys been to that rail today? What rail?
Twice. Don't want to talk about it.
Sorry. I'm just asking, like, was that your first time there?
No, second time. And I thought Ann Arbor rail.
Yeah, yeah.
The rail I've been looking at to do.
I think it's been three.
And
times.
Then today. Three? No, it's two. Is it three? Maybe three. No, I can't do it.
Are you pretty much certain?
I've been looking at the rail. I thought like, that was the one.
When you go to a spot for the first time, is that where you decide, like, yep or no?
Yep, first time. It's always, I'm more like spontaneous skater for sure.
Yeah.
It's got to be like dude, first time, like I'm down
I
to
agree.
Skate. Like the first time you went to that rail, I should have tried it.
I always think if I go back, I'm going to get hurt.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. I hate going to a spot like with a trick in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I never do
because then everything
I
just replays in your head, dude. You're just like, I don't know.
I don't even like even today. I said I don't like saying it.
You just like
every time
yours.
I say it, it's no. Not
that trick you tried the other day, dude. We went to this spot. I won't say what he did, but
me?
Yeah, at the green ledge.
Green. What color was it?
Oh fuck, I'm sorry.
have I been there?
The composite ledge in the park that we went to.
The
cops kicked us out last time.
What's your story?
But Steve. He was just like, oh yeah, we'll go there real quick and I'll do this trick, like this'll be like a quick trick and then we can go to another spot or whatever. And it ended up taking him a while.
Was it Vortex?
Well no, he just like it wasn't working, like he
I
like
almost died.
He couldn't get on top, and then he finally got on top of, like, a couple of them, and one of them that he got on top of, he just slid out and literally landed on his back, like, right on the edge of the bench. It was gnarly.
That guardrail we went to in Kalamazoo, and I was trying Willy the whole time.
Yeah, you're like, guardrail.
I was like,
but you didn't know.
Willy is not working, and I just tried something else, and it worked.
You have to, like, exactly, you have to get to the spot, start skating, and figure out what for you works the best mm-hmm. with it. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Going in.
Like going to a specific spot with
I
a
feel
specific
like going
trick
in planned
is
just not
pressure.
Fun.
There's a lot of pressure. It's like, yeah, that's a lot of fucking.
I mean,
pro skater lifestyle is like that.
It's dope when it works out,
it's
though,
like,
but.
It is dope, yeah.
The last thing you Googled is what killed you. How did you die?
Shower thoughts.
Is this a question?
What? The last thing you Googled, so you went on Google and you searched something up, whatever that was, kills you. How did you die? But the funny thing is, the last thing I Googled at work was do a barrel roll. You know that thing?
Oh.
You would type it into Google and it would spin the whole screen.
Oh, yeah. Would you rather throw your parachute out of a plane, wait 10 seconds and jump after
to try
it,
to catch it?
Huh?
Yes. Like you're trying to catch the parachute after
wait 10 seconds.
You huck it out and you try to catch it later?
I don't know. Is that just like you already like are setting it and then you throw out?
Yeah,
you
know,
you huck the parachute.
Continue
whether it's,
the quiz.
Oh yeah, you throw you rather throw your parachute out of the plane, wait 10 seconds and jump after it.
Yeah.
Or play one round of Russian roulette.
Mm. And explain to me again what Russian roulette even is.
You get a revolver gun.
Yeah.
You put
one bullet in it.
Oh, and you spin it.
And
oh, Jesus.
Close the thing
and you shoot it and you hand it to someone else.
How many bullets? How many bullets in a revolver again? It's like eight, six or eight.
Six. Maybe.
Fuck. What's the percentage difference?
Yeah. How many people are we playing with? Six.
Because imagine. Okay, so the parachute I assume will fall slower than you.
But
so what if you miss that shit?
But
oh man,
dude, you're talking about 10 seconds in an airplane. You're traveling about. And that airplane.
What if you don't catch it? And how do you know where the fuck that parachute is?
You're traveling about 200 miles an hour in that kind of airplane. So you're going a big distance in 10 seconds. You're not going to be able to get that parachute.
Oh, hell no.
No, you probably have a better chance.
If you throw your parachute out.
You have a better chance with Russian roulette.
Let's say your parachute even just drops straight, which it wouldn't. You're already over here now.
Yeah, you're fucking
trying to jump down and try to meet up with that.
Yeah, like a mile away.
Yeah, I'm taking the bullet every time.
I'm taking the bullet.
Every time.
But what would be a more enjoyable way to die?
What, the gun?
If you know you have a chance of dying, would you... The gun or the...
I don't know. I think...
Just drop out of an airplane.
I feel like you have a better chance with the gun.
I always... I don't want a parachute.
I think you do have a better odds, yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
With a gun.
What?
We said we had a better odds with the gun. What did you say?
I said I don't want to ever like skydive or parachute ever. So
I'm down for it.
No. I'm fucking terrified of
that. That's on my list, dude.
Ugh,
a solo skydive.
I always say if a plane's not going down, I'm not jumping out of it.
I'm pretty sure Spruity goes.
He did
once a year.
Spruity skydives once a year.
He did. I don't know if he does once a year.
I think he's gone twice, and it's like to a like him and a couple people, like him and Curtis and a couple other people. Like they like. Made it a thing now where they go.
I'd throw Spruity out of a plane.
You gotta pee?
I gotta pee and I gotta grab a beer.
All right, we'll take a break.
All right. Would you rather always be getting mosquito bites or forever hear the sound of one window open when you're on the freeway?
One? Oh.
Or like flutters?
Yeah.
So wait, what's the...
Oh, the... that shit?
That sound.
What's the mosquito
Those
thing
are
again?
Both so bad.
You're what? Just forever getting, like, you just forever have, like, gnats all over you. Not mosquitoes.
Am I getting
like gnats.
Bit?
It's a good question.
Am I getting bit?
Yeah, you're getting bit.
The window any day. I don't want to get fucking bit by mosquitoes.
Yeah,
the window doesn't physically change anything
no,
for me.
No, but it does. That's
going to fuck up your ears, probably.
You're going to be deaf in, like, a week. For sure, dude.
In, like, a week.
But getting mosquito bites constantly?
It's a good one.
I'm taking the window.
You going window?
I'm going window.
I'm going to have to go window, too. I'll go deaf rather than, you know, you go deaf and whatever. It is what it is.
Because even when you get out of the, like, you know, you get out of the car and you go to work and you forget about it, but your mosquito bites stay with you.
No,
you're itching all the goddamn day long.
It's both are
what, I'm driving for eternity?
No, but you're hearing it in your ear.
You're forever hearing it.
Forever hearing.
I still think that around your fucking ear is annoying as hell.
Dude, I remember one time...
Steve, you got to answer the question. Which one?
Yeah, you never do.
I never do it. It's my section, dog.
Yeah, I get the urban section,
yeah,
so
I would
be fine.
Dude, fucking...
Those are both really bad.
Bugs suck. Shit pisses me the fuck off.
About today, you were getting fucking attacked.
I was just going to say I was getting eaten alive today, bro. Oh, I get eaten... They like me.
The thing is,
because you sweat a lot.
The thing is, I honestly
more than Adam.
Don't
true.
Mind. I don't know about that. I like don't. Okay, well, when the humming in the window type thing, I can kind of get over that. You know,
sometimes it hurts though.
Mm-hmm. But like the bugs, it's like, dude, that's fucking like. There's one time I was filming Robbie try a trick. And, like, I'm sitting there filming long lens, mm-hmm. and, like, there's so many bugs in my face that, like...
But when they fly right around your ear...
I literally...
It was like
day
after a fresh rain, there's fucking water puddles on
well,
the
it was
ground.
It was at Commerce Slab, so it was, like, all those, like, bushes are right around it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
God, it's making me itch thinking
they're
about
sitting,
it.
There's
yeah,
still
it
water.
It fucks you up mentally. Yeah,
like, but, like, I had to put a hoodie on, and it was, like, July. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't care, dude. I'll fucking sweat. I'm not trying to fucking get...
But
eaten alive.
It depends on the level of the hum you have from an open window.
Right.
Because sometimes that's really bad, where it's like vibrating your eardrum. Like,
and that shit will fuck you up.
Uh-huh.
Which is not tight either.
Apparently,
I don't know if you're,
sound and vibration engineers can't fix that.
Do you know who?
Car
what?
Makers.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That vibration, like that's like a huge thing. Like they can't fix that. Because cars are so aerodynamic now.
Yeah.
That when the windows are
so
open,
it's gonna get
it
worse.
Makes that vibration. Yeah, they can't. Apparently can't figure
I
it
never
out.
Knew that.
Fucking idiots. Engineers.
Fuck it, dog. Let's do some research.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. I could. I know when I. You stick your hand out the window.
Let's change the fucking game.
And you angle your hand, and it stops the fucking vibration. fucking, you just gotta get a hand that sticks out the window.
You put it on Shark Tank, like anti-window homo.
You know how it's like the flag, like the flag things that stick like in the window.
It comes in Asian, white, Caucasian. Yeah,
it's fucking hilarious. Yeah, the anti-window humming arm.
Anti-window humming arm.
Anti-window humming arm.
We're about to get rich, dude. Mm. Oh man, would you rather nut salt or pepper?
Pepper, I love pepper. Love pepper, dude. It's fresh cracked, right? It's not this cheap table pepper.
No,
shit.
It's like, yeah, like
yeah, yeah, pepper.
I just think of like
Kroger brand. Fucking
think of when think of
ground
when,
pepper.
No. Think of when you go in like the ocean or whatever, and you take a piss.
It happens all
and
the time.
It fucking hurts.
No, what?
Yeah,
it stings. You get a little salt water up in the
yeah.
Oh, so you think? Okay. So now we're.
I know what that's like. I don't know what pepper's like. So I'm gonna take the
pepper. What the fuck is pepper gonna do, dude? Pepper.
I hope a little bit less.
I don't. Pepper makes you sneeze. Every time you come, you're about to just sneeze everywhere.
Your girl's gonna sneeze. It's already salty for them.
It's already salty.
Oh, fuck. Salt isn't even a change.
Yeah, they'd be like, "Wow, dude, what the fuck? Why is this so salty today?"
Either way, it burns in the eyes. Yeah. Anyway.
That'd be pretty funny though. You just nut in a girl's mouth and she just sneezes because you
pepper.
Cause
yeah,
nut in straight pepper.
Spits it right
taking
back.
Taking a whole new meaning to peppered her.
Spits it right back at you.
Like, I have to.
Reminds me of Mickey Redman.
What?
One shot, two shots, three. He's peppering the goalie. You ever see him go crazy?
Did I tell you who I was pissing next to the other day?
Mickey Shore.
No, not even close. I went to the Red Wings game on Tuesday, and a buddy of mine, so there's like four of us, and two of us went to the bathroom. And
together?
Yes.
What'd you guys, okay.
Took a piss.
Together?
So I'm standing in the urinal, and my friend like comes up across my shoulder, and I was like, what the fuck's he doing? And he goes, look two urinals to your right, and Darren McCarty was taking a piss. I was stoked.
Did you look at his dick?
Yeah.
Was it like...
pretty small.
Big dick energy?
Was it like 97 big dick energy?
He was on his phone. I thought that was the weirdest part was that
he was on his phone.
He was on. He had
pissing.
It like, he had it like, you know, like he was
taking some business calls.
Taking a piss.
Mm. So he had one hand on his dick, one hand on his iPhone.
No, he had no hands on his phone. It was like on his shoulder. And he,
yeah, you just demonstrated it visually. Dan
wait,
can't.
On his shoulder?
Oh, damn it. Sorry.
How do you have a phone on your shoulder?
I literally visualed it. You ever put like a phone... like you put one phone in between
oh,
your yeah,
his,
like,
oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm a dumbass and literally just visually tried to show
talking.
You.
He was talking.
He was literally on a phone call while pissing in the bathroom.
Man ain't got no time, even to pee apparently.
So he needs two hands to touch his dick, is what you're saying?
I guess so.
Because an average person would just have one hand on the eye dick and one hand on the eye on your.
Do
dick.
You guys do you guys touch your dick when you piss?
No.
Yes.
What? I don't, dude.
What?
What do you like? Hold the thing.
Does it just stand at?
What do you mean?
At ease?
Like I'm stand, like when you stand at a fucking,
you're right over the toilet, just pointing right at it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need.
Yeah. What do you got a boner so many times that you're just pissing all over the walls? I just like adjust my legs to stand
washing?
Where I need to stand.
That's crazy.
And I just hold my
what
pants.
What are you talking
down.
About? But there's.
I basically just flip my pants over and hold that. So
the reason I asked this,
yeah,
the reason I asked this, and it really like gave myself some thought when I was at work, right? So I'm pissing at work, and when I piss in a urinal, I just piss on the wall of it.
Yeah,
you know, right? And the guy next to me,
fucking pants, yeah.
Guy comes down or next to me and to the, you know, one of the other urinals, and like he's clearly pissing on the fucking like cake pad thing,
yeah.
Whatever, you know. But I never do because I don't fucking push my dick down because, you know,
well,
I don't need to.
A urinal, you don't need to hold your dick.
Okay.
But if you're going to a toilet.
No, I still don't.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
Never do.
When you have a heavy flow, that thing's like a firefighter hose. It's like.
I just stand back farther.
If you don't hold
yeah.
it, if you don't hold it's it, it's all over fighter. The place, dude.
Like it's just gonna fly around.
Yeah.
Like it, what is it like? One of the fucking inflatable
like
dudes at the car dealership.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, have you ever seen a fire hose with no one holding it?
Yeah, that's not what my dick does, dude.
Yeah.
No.
If you drink seven beers and that thing's going.
If I drink seven beers, it's got no life to it at all.
I'm definitely not worried about holding my dick.
I also have a different issue.
I'm worried about finding the bathroom.
Because I'm blind, because I'm fucking making sure I make it in the goddamn water.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But even when I could see, I wasn't grabbing my... I had... Yeah. Thing would be flopping all over the place.
I pretty much just fold the pants over to let everything out and then let it do its thing.
You know, if the stream's getting a little too long or too short, stand I adjust, back a little bit. You know, yeah. Adjust where I'm
just
standing.
Just your distance.
Yeah.
Damn. Must be nice. I've never done that in the toilet.
All right. First word. What is hunk witching?
Do we both say our...
You go, then guess? Him.
Yeah, so you go first.
You're up first every time.
I'm up first every time.
I was totally honk-witching with Gary during our lunch break today.
Can you spell honk for me, please?
H-O-N-K-W-I-C-H-I-N-G. Honk-witching.
I'm going to say...
We should just do like a spelling bee one day.
H-O-N-K.
No.
Yeah. Is that what you said, right?
Yeah.
W-I-C-H-I-N-G.
Yep.
I'm going to say, so on the lunch break, that means you're honking your horn... at some random bitches trying to holler at him.
Okay. No.
That's see, when correct. I think of honk, I think like fat. So like
honky.
Honk witching. Yeah, what is witching?
But see, you...
It's okay. That's what it wasn't witching like a witch.
No, it's not.
W-I-C-H. Yeah.
There's no T about it.
But it said me and my friend on a lunch break.
It said I was totally honk witching with Gary during our lunch break today.
That's why I thought I was like driving the car, honking a horn, trying to holler at a beach.
Honk witching. No, I said honk. So like it's something fat, like fat shaming.
It is the act. It's the act of two musicians playing sandwich. The act of two musicians placing sandwiches inside of trombones and honking them into each other's mouth.
Yeah, I do that on my lunch break with Gary all the time.
You just...
What
you
the
just,
fuck? Okay, first off...
You shove one into a trombone and shoot it into your friend's mouth.
Stop. No. Who? No.
It's Urban Dictionary, bro.
That should not be the... That is not a proper
honest,
use of the term in a sentence.
To
episode
be honest,
10.
To be honest, you're probably not going to get one ever right.
It should be like on my band practice, me and my fucking... trombone partner.
No, they're eating lunch.
Honk witch.
They're gonna
on the lunch break. Not me and my buddy Steve on my lunch break.
You were not musicians.
They should have been musicians because that's the fucking definition of the word.
He's getting pissed on the first one.
Everyone always yells at Alex. I love it.
Fuck you, Alex.
When all right. So what is
any words,
what is gold fishing?
Who knows? Probably.
His heart is rattled.
Almost went off. All right, gold fishing. Looking for.
Hold on. I'll give you the the
fuck.
Sentence.
Even though it's useless, please.
He was so fucked on mushrooms. He spent the whole night gold fishing around his apartment and never made it out to meet us.
Oh fuck. Oh, okay. So he's probably like looking for drugs.
All right. That's your. That's your.
Yours?
That's your. Is
that's
that
yours?
Your guess?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say yeah. Like swimming around a room with like your body, like you're a goldfish.
Oh, that's so close. I'm gonna give him the point on that one because it's when someone is so fucked up they head in one direction with a goal in mind, but halfway there forget that goal and wander off in a different direction like a fucking goldfish.
Damn, that is pretty funny.
I'll give you the point for that.
That's a good.
Because you literally made the motions.
That's a good. Good. All right.
Like, I'm going to use that, because when I read it, like, an hour ago, I was like, oh, man.
Goldfishing.
Couple people.
Jay-Z does it a lot, dude. He'll walk, like, towards the bathroom and then just, like, turn around and go outside or something.
Oh, fucking, yeah. Mm. Okay.
Like, how a goldfish is going one way and then just turns right around.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is a wind jammer? I was so constipated the other day, I was letting out all kinds of wind jammers left and right.
Oh,
but,
I know.
But
exactly.
But couldn't close the deal.
I know exactly.
Does
what
it relate
that
to
is.
A log jammer?
No, I don't remember what that was. Though.
I'm gonna say either. When you have to shit and you push to get your poop out, it doesn't come out. Just a little air comes out around the log.
Okay.
But no poop comes out.
Can wind I get jammer. The explanation one more time, please?
Man, I was so constipated the other day. I was letting out all kinds of wind jammers left and right, but couldn't close the deal in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. It's like, or even when you go to shit and you, like, you're taking a shit and you think you did shit, and then you look and then it's like just like a little pebbles in there, you know?
No, you're both wrong. It's the agonizing scream of a trapped turd. You're just like, like you're fucking pissed.
Oh, you're actually like trying to squeeze this motherfucker out, but
yeah,
it won't
come out.
Yeah,
and nothing will happen. You're like frustrated yelling.
Oh, dude, that is the worst. That
is the absolute
worst.
It comes from your mouth,
worst.
Not your ass, is what you're saying?
Yep. That was good, though, a little, you know, like a...
That happens a lot to me.
That should be the term. That was
a little...
Yeah. But no, it's like when you're so fucking frustrated, you're just kind of like grunting and yelling. Because you can't seem to fucking squeeze one out.
You ever taken like such a big shit that you have to take your shirt off?
You ever take a big shit, you need a fucking first aid kit?
What is a booger hook?
Booger hook. I'm assuming that's your index finger going in deep. You got the hook going.
Not even deep, but like the undercarriage, you know? Or you're going like, oh, you know what?
It's
you're going now, you're going opposite nostril.
Now,
and you're hooking. You're hooking.
You
know.
You gotta get the
No. Like, but you're hooking like the inside. So like use your finger
up this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
No, use your left hand and hook the far side of your right nostril.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's booger hooking.
So
both get a point.
Yeah, you'll both get a point because it says any of the four fingers commonly used to pick one's nose.
Yeah.
What are those four fingers?
What are those four fingers?
It's cool because it says any of the finger? Four fingers used to pick a nose, but like which are the four? Because I was like, huh?
Oh shit!
Yeah. What do you mean? What's the question?
Is it index middle on each hand, or is it index?
No, it's index middle, ring and pinky. What do you mean?
I don't know.
I feel like I use my thumb
sometimes.
I've used my thumb before.
That's not a finger. Your thumb is technically not a finger.
Oh my god!
You don't know that?
Who? What?
Fucking imbecile! You fucking heathen, dude! Fucking god, this.
I'm never anchoring this game again. What is drop dong?
Can you spell? You gotta spell that one. DROP.
Yep.
DONG.
Yep.
Drop dong.
We took a trip out into the mountains and went to Drop Dong and watched the sunrise over the snow-capped peaks.
Drop Dong. That just sounds like, you know, you're in a nice natural environment and you're just going to drop some trow.
Is that like a place where, you know, it's typical in the movies, you know, you can go where you can like see the city, but it's like super secluded so you can have sex in your car if you want.
Oh, he's talking about like on the top of a hill and you're looking out on the skyline, banging.
Because there's a drop, you know? So you can see the drop, you can see the city, but you can also drop your dong, too.
That is tight, but that's not right. Yeah, I mean, you're both wrong, but it's both... That was good. It's, my phone locked. Letting it all hang out with your friends in natural outdoor hot springs. No clothing or swimsuits needed. When you drop dong with your best buds,
that's
your life will change.
That's what I just said!
You're not dropping dong with your best buds.
That's what I just said. You're in a natural environment, and you fucking let your shit hang out.
All right, fine. You're up 2-1.
Thank you. Wait, what did you think I said?
Like you're at home, and you just let it hang out.
I said a natural environment.
Meaning what?
Like in nature?
Like a hot spring.
No, what? Okay.
Thank you. 2-0. Wait, do you have one?
I have one, yeah.
Yeah, he's got one.
Wait, what was the one?
The booger nose. Booger hook.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Yeah, right, he said that one first.
Cheat me out of my
What is a deep like?
I pick my nose all the time.
What is a deep like?
A deep like.
Like.
Is there an explanation
of that one? Yep. Sorry, the sentence will give it away.
Okay.
DEEPLIKE.
Yes.
Deep like.
That sounds like...
I don't know. Is that just some, like, teenage type shit to be like, I deeply like you?
No.
But probably not. It's not in the dictionary.
I'm going to say when somebody likes, like, a...
Deep like.
Like a social media post, like a video, a picture, or something like that.
You're deep in like, really, instead of deep in love.
But, so they're, like liking all your shit. but they really they like.
Oh, or you go like the deep. You light. Oh you I know what it is, and I already guessed. Fuck, man. Yep.
You both lost, and he had it.
Damn. It's, you scroll like super deep into
it's
like
when
their,
you go
like,
way into the past, yeah. And then you like something. Yeah.
You go to some chick's post from like 2014. Yeah. Like it.
Here's the no joke. They
Damn
said.
It.
I was almost
yeah,
there.
Because they said, I could tell Cindy was into my Instagram when she deep liked the photo I took it.
Deep like.
Took from all the way back ago. Last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you go way into the past. What is Scamazon?
Is that like any kind of those like websites that like tell you you're going to get a like a good deal?
No.
Scamazon. When. Fucking you order something on
how'd you get that how'd you when get that you grinder I scamazoned it
steal somebody's Amazon information and order something
when you order an item on Amazon and claim it never arrived so you ooh. Get a refund but you still own it
come on that's nasty.
Just not right
all right we got our last one so right now it's 2-1 Steve can tie it and send it to overtime or he's gotta smoke a beer. What is felching? F-E-L-C-H-I-N-G.
Felching.
I need a sentence.
It's when you barf, or when you...
Horace had enjoyed his anal intercourse session with Birdie so much that he decided to felch his... That's going to give it away.
What?
He decided to felch Finish. Beatrice's anus.
What? Did you change that?
Yes, because if I said two more words, it would have gave it away.
I don't think so.
I don't know, when you're fucking someone in an ass and it sounds like she's burping, you know, getting that like little fucking little air flapping.
Nope.
Dude,
you're technically have lost because he can only just go up three.
All right, well, while you guess, I guess I'll pound this.
It's the act of sucking semen from any human orifice.
Oh, god damn.
Can I hear the real sentence for that one?
Yes. Yes, you can. Horace had enjoyed his anal intercourse session with Birdie so much that he decided to felch his own semen from her butt.
Oh, my God.
That's how we ended on Lucid.
That's not good.
No. Yeah, we can probably just cut that one out.
Ooh, I got some,
yeah, you should probably
cut that one out. Got some taco burp on that one.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't help that we went to Del Taco fucking twice in one day.
I didn't.
I was missing Jamie Jeffrey the giraffe today.
I think we're going to go tomorrow. Are we down to go tomorrow?
I'm down. I'm not going to be up until about 12 o'clock again, but I'm down.
Dude, Jamie Jeffries, or I always want to say Jeffries, but it's just Jamie Jeffrey. But, dude, how old is he now? Like 42? He put out a new, a part like maybe a year and a half ago, and it's fucked, dude. He's still so good.
That should be a Urban Dictionary. Word that you just put on a Jeffrey part.
A Jeffrey part?
40 plus. You 40 put plus a part. It's a Jeffrey part.
Jeffrey part.
Hey! Dude, 40? I'm 32?
Yeah, he like... he like front 180s this... Or front 180 50s this like...
yeah, tell me something.
Wall rail.
Yeah.
And...
comes out Switch too?
Yep, comes out Switch. And it's funny, like he... That's his banger or whatever. And he like lands in the draft... Jeff Cernick, I never know how to pronounce that dude's name. But he has another part in that same video. And it's funny, they're all like celebrating and shit. And then like Jeff like comes up to the camera, he's like, he's 40, ladies and gentlemen. 40.
Am I gonna hit like how do these dudes skating at 40, 45 who are like have been skating forever?
Dude, when I must have been like 25-ish,
mm-hmm.
and when I still had sight, mentally I felt like my body could never fucking skate again. Like I couldn't do it. Like I.
Why
like,
do you think?
My knees and shit. Like I was like, there's no way I could do
right.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward now, like 7-6 years, like skating every day. Like I fucking can't not skate. You know what I mean? Otherwise I feel like I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, I think there's a big part to do with, like, you have to continue to do it.
Oh, yeah. To keep 100%.
I mean...
You just got to keep your body fucking active.
Especially at, like...
With bones? Like, yeah, bones? When, yeah. Like, the impact of bones, like, jumping
Especially
stuff,
if they just tighten
makes
up.
Makes your bones stronger. Like, that...
Yeah, really yeah, 100%. Does,
there's certain things in your body by doing, you know, active shit makes your stuff strong. And your muscles and all that stuff.
whether you're skating or not, like, you know, as long as you're doing some sort of physical activity and, like, kind of reacting to your body, you know what I mean?
Like, when you broke your leg and don't use it for, say, 2 months, it just kind of, I don't want to say it breaks down, but it does.
Yeah, but I mean, even when you guys were skating trans in February,
it's the same thing as working out.
All I could do is switch front shove on flat ground. I was just like, all right, well, fucking, I want to skate again, so I'm going to do what I need to do. So, you know, I would like, whenever it was like decently outside, I would go for a walk, or I would like try to eat better, or like type shit like that, because I know I want to skate again. So it's like you kind of have to just like listen to your body and figure out like, all right, well, what can I do, what can't I do?
Eating and stuff like that's like very, what's the word, incremental. Like, you don't really notice it at the time.
No,
especially eating, like when you eat proper, like you eat a fucking couple good meals like a week, like
you don't notice.
You kind of feel a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
But that shit really is like, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years,
five years. It's a long run thing.
That's when it makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah, if you're like, consistent.
You got to be consistent. It's hard. And that's hard because it's not a...
It's like hard when you eat Del Taco twice in one day.
Yeah, because like, <'cause> like when people are like, fucked. I'm going to die. Like, oh, how long have you been doing it for? It's like 6 weeks.
That's
like,
not all right, shit, dude.
Who cares, dude?
Shit.
I saw this thing on Facebook and it was like, it was pretty much, I think it was a meme. I don't know what it was, but it was like... somebody was saying, I'm going to try this crash diet that Vogue printed in the 70s. And it was, so for breakfast, you eat one egg, hard boiled. You have one glass of wine. And you have black coffee. And then for lunch, you have two eggs, two glasses of white wine, and a black coffee. Dinner, you have a 5-ounce steak grilled with black pepper, lemon juice, and remainder of wine, one bottle per day, and then you have a coffee.
Jesus,
and that's
Christ,
what they—that's what they posted in the '70s.
In their shit, yeah. Well, the big thing there was the Atkins diet.
So it was basically like eggs, steak, and wine all day for like whoever, you know what I mean.
That's the thing with like, you can be ketogenic and only eat protein. Which that's like the Atkins diet, right? There's a lot of meat, protein, but that actually, your body at a certain point will convert protein into carbohydrates. And that's really stressful on your body, and people were having like heart attacks and shit.
I do have one Courtney question.
Who the fuck is Courtney?
From all the time that you've been traveling and shit, has there ever been one moment where you're like...
What's a Courtney? What?
Courtney.
Courtney.
Oh.
Where you've been like, holy fuck, I'm skating with this person. Or like, holy shit,
every
this is happening.
Every time I travel.
Really?
There's at least a point where I'm like, I'm in a fucking van in Japan, like...
With Adidas.
With Adidas, a skate team.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I honestly try, whenever I have that thought, I fucking push it aside as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel
don't
like you have
want,
to.
Like, you ha- like, I don't want to have that thought.
You don't
want
to become a fanboy.
Then it's more, well, it's just more stress.
Yeah.
Right, stress
because
on.
Those trips are stressful because you're like, okay, there's a filmer, there's a photographer. I want to get some footage. I want to get something. Like, you, they're paying for you to fucking go overseas.
And are they pretty good about, like, are they pretty good about picking spots? I mean, they're not going to take you to a fucking double set, you know what I mean? So, like, are they pretty good at balancing that out?
Yeah, like, what's
I would assume so.
Like, what's the difference between, like, me and, like, a professional Adidas crew that's playing out
I
stuff
feel
like that.
They, I feel like they got to hit everyone.
Well, you're much better for me because you understand my skating. But okay. Like, Adidas
but
is
then
like,
again, you're
I
one
always,
on one. Too.
I always feel bad. Exactly.
But
I always,
there's some days where like it's raining and I'm like, I don't know where we should go. We should just sit in my car in the driveway for 2 hours like we did today.
But I mean, I assume as like a manager or whatever, they have to fucking tailor to everybody. You know what I mean?
Dude, that is a stressful job. Paul.
Yeah, Adidas. I can't imagine that.
He's got to appeal to all these fucking dudes, different personalities, all this shit.
Different styles.
Does an amazing job.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel bad because, like, I'm like, these guys are skating at such a fucking high level. I don't want to get in the way of that. Like, if this dude can film some crazy fucking banger.
Yeah.
As opposed to me filming some fucking bullshit, I don't want to get in the way of that. But so I feel self-conscious about that side of it. But at the same time, like this past trip in Japan, we went to just a fucking wide range of spots, like a lot of ledges. You know, I could always skate ledges.
I feel
like
that's a big
that.
Thing over there.
But you,
a lot of legends and like hubbas.
How it works is like those guys look at, you know, there's always a guide you go with.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, no matter where you're at. So there's some local person.
Right.
And they usually have a spot book.
Okay.
And then those guys are looking on their phone like, oh, what's up with this? You know, is this skatable? Is it a bus? What time can we go? That kind of shit.
Yeah.
So they go to the spots and they kind of film the shit. I don't have that luxury of looking at the photo. So I pretty much just go along with the fucking ride.
Right.
And then it's like, if I have, you know, Paul is in our standing, you know, like, okay, yeah, we'll go check this out. Dan can probably skate this too. Skate that kind of stuff.
Right.
I prefer to be home skating with you guys.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's the best. You know what I mean? The homies and like.
But I mean,
I'm more comfortable with that.
It's your it's your natural.
Yep.
It's what you know the most.
It's less pressure.
Yeah.
It's because you're like, okay, I'm here for a week.
See, I feel that though.
I need to get at least fucking. I wanted at least three clips.
I felt that when I went to Sweden, because there would be like days where like it would start raining Anthony would just be like, "Oh, we should go home and eat," and I'd be like, "Oh, dude, it's fucking 9, man. Yeah, I want to skate, though I've been skating every day all day.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But I still want to like squeeze everything out of it while I'm there because I know I'm not gonna be there.
That was
long,
the motivating factor for me. Like when you say. Like you know.
I feel like that's just skate trips.
You're skating
in
with, say, like an Ashad who can fucking skate kink rails and stuff. And you're like, yeah. I mean, like, I don't want to sit this ledge. I want him to go do that.
Well,
yeah, exactly. Like, but at the same time, is like when I would watch people skate, like, well, let's say Dave skates a big ass rail.
Yeah.
I'm not productive there. So I feel bad. Mm. For me, I think that's why I like taking photos so much. It's because it gives me an opportunity to be productive no matter where I'm at.
Mm. Yeah.
So like if we're skating Anderson, there's no way in hell I'm jumping on that. But I can take someone's photo. So I like it's while I do feel when we're skating a fucking stupid ledge, I'm wasting people's time.
I'm just a fan of skateboarding, so I want to see these dudes at the top of their fucking
game. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I would much rather take a photo of someone doing their best than me wasting time at a fucking ledge.
I kind of look at that in a similar stance as like as a filmer.
I
want to
be
productive
everywhere.
Like as a filmer, I don't care where we go.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like if we go to fucking and skate a two-stair session for a minute, right? But it's like as long as somebody's down to try a trick, and Kevin was like, "Oh, let me try this line," right?
Yeah.
No one else but Kevin was trying a line, right? But at least like somebody's like trying to do something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, you know, a fucking huge handrail or a dumb bank or you know what I mean? Like as long as like somebody's skating, I'm hyped. In a sense, you know what I mean?
I do try to come with something for every spot, though.
Sometimes it's hard, but
I'll go skate off like somewhere else. Like, oh, this kind of could be
interesting. Not have that mentality where you're like, oh, I don't have anything
for
this.
I'm over it. I try not to have that because that mentality can be fucking contagious. Where
it's
you're
detrimental,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I got nothing for this. And there's people you go on trips with who are like fucking over it all the time. You're like, you don't want to be over it all the time.
Right.
I have a good story.
Yeah, go for it.
Going to Japan.
Okay.
This fucking past time. Flying to San Francisco first. I met Diego. You know Diego, April. Skateboards, all that shit.
No. Oh, yeah.
I don't.
Diego?
Mm-hmm.
What? No?
I don't.
What's his last name? For
Nahara?
Is it? Nahara, I think that's right. Yeah.
Diego Nahara.
Fucking amazing skater.
Yeah, super good.
I met him for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We flew on a Burbank. So I meet him for the first time for like 5 minutes.
Nice.
Then we get in our flight, land in San Francisco, and we're walking through the airport in San Francisco to get our connecting flight to Japan. And Paul's on my left, and he's on my right, and I have my cane in front of me. I'm walking. And this, I sweep my cane too far right, and this guy trips over my cane, and like some random guy stumbles, and's like, "What's up? What's going on?" And Diego's like, "What's up?" Yeah, he's blind. He's like, "Wait, is he blind? What's up?"
Is like he blind? Was, like he's trying to start
was
some
he
shit?
Was he trying to start something? Yeah.
And him and fucking Diego get face to face with each other.
Damn.
First time I met fucking Diego, he's like, what's up, dude? Yeah,
beating someone's ass for
like,
you.
He's like, yeah, he's blind. Up, yeah. He's blind. What's up? He doesn't look blind.
Damn.
And then I'm like, what? So then I like turn around. Like, I'm like, yeah, dude, like. I'm blind. What's up, man? I'm sorry. I tripped you. You know, like my cane. Like you know, I apologize.
Wait, to you. I don't know.
Like,
tell
I'm
you.
Sorry. He's like, and then he's like, I don't even remember what the guy said. He said some fucking dumb shit. And Diego's like, whatever, dude. I don't fuck with any fuck boys or something like that.
That's but awesome.
Then they squared up even closer, and they're like about like they kind of had. Paul was telling me later, he's like, they were about to fucking. Like waiting for the first person to throw the punch,
right.
throw the first hit, and then Paul kind of came in like, "Yeah, it's all good, guys. It's all good." And we kind of like mellowed the situation out.
Damn.
And then fucking Paul's like, "Whatever," or Diego's like, "Whatever." I don't fuck with any fuck boys. And
shit
like
That's awesome.
And then we just like walked away. But I was like, one of those fucking weird like.
Getting your fucking back day one though.
Well,
that's pretty badass.
That was insane. I was like, so stoked. Like, all right, dude, this guy's fucking the shit. But then it's just like the blind shit, dude.
Yeah.
Why is that guy that bummed?
Right. Like oh, yeah, he's not blind. You like, guys just trying to trip me.
Obviously, he was like too insecure about himself to like trip in front of people to like be like,
right.
To like brush that off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit, my bad, guys. You know what I mean?
It's like that type of shit. But that kind of shit I get all the time, you know?
Oh, randomly, dude, you want to.
People who just like don't understand. They don't understand. And it's like, put me in a fucking weird situation, then I feel like shit.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean? Then it fucking ruins my fucking half of my day where I'm thinking about it. And it's like, dude.
Like, damn, I didn't mean to trip that fucking dude. Yeah, I didn't mean to start this whole ordeal.
I'm trying to walk.
You're literally just trying to figure your way around.
I'm trying to walk. I just met fucking.
I'm walking here.
I'm fucking walking here. God, you know, I just met Diego. I'm like, I'm this fucking first time on this trip. Like, right. I'm already like going this crazy
You're already
emotion.
Getting him in fights.
And then they get that kind of shit. I'm like, oh my.
That's dude. He's probably gonna tell people that story though too.
Oh, he's probably stoked now. He's about to kick that guy's ass.
Dude, you want to know what's funny? I haven't told you this yet. Right. So, I was trying this trick when I was in Sweden, and there was this guy walking by, and I'm trying this trick that goes through a bike pass. So people are walking, riding their bikes.
People are walking here.
Trying this now.
They're walking here.
Guys walking here.
They're walking here. They're biking here.
You know,
right?
They're doing the thing. They're just trying to get by.
I'm so biking here.
This guy walks by. He's blind. And I was like, oh, damn, no way. I was like, all right. I was like, all right, Matt. Because Matt was filming. I was like, all right, right here. I'm going to do this one for Dan. I was like, for Dan, you know?
Yeah.
And I land it, and I slip out, and I, dude, inches.
From the guy.
From this dude.
From the
like he would have stepped on it if it was like inches, and I was like, "Fuck,
took out,
man!"
Yeah.
I said for Dan, and I almost took this fucking guy out.
did he even notice?
He had no
idea. Wow.
No reaction. Nothing. Yeah.
Holy
nothing at all.
Shit.
Yeah. I have that clip too. It's funny as fuck.
Can you hear that? This is for Dan too.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I don't know. I have to look back at it again. I might.
Damn these mics.
Yeah. Super funny though. But classic. My question though is just like. How do you know when you're done wiping your ass?
Oh, my God.
Thank you, God.
That's the only question that I've ever been like.
How do you know when you're done wiping your ass?
I can see it.
You can see it.
I can see that there's, well.
How many times do you think you'd have to wipe before you knew it was clean?
At least three.
There you go.
Can I ask you this, though?
So you just always wipe.
Is there such a thing as a no wiper?
Always over. No.
Because every episode, I try to put Adam on blast because Adam's. Hold on. Oh,
he's a dirty fuck.
Hold on.
Fuck you, Adam.
Let me. Hold on a second.
Oh, I wish you were here.
Adam's never here anymore.
I was watching a stand up.
His leash doesn't go that
far. And the guy said, I don't care who the fuck you are. There's no such thing as a no wiper.
That's right.
He's like, you wipe once. To have the confidence. He's like, if you're a psychopath.
Who's it? This is a random guy talking about?
It's some stand up. I'll try to find it. Yeah. I can't remember who it is.
Gotcha.
But and then I'll
Adam
send it
doesn't
to you.
Know wiper.
So he's like, there's he's
he
like there's
he's
nobody
done
has
it before.
The, he said there's nobody that has the confidence to just pull their pants up and go. And Adam's like, I've done it. And we're all just like, what?
Dirty ass, bro.
You have to at least wipe once.
Yeah.
And you know what my favorite thing is? Number one. Bidets. You ever use a bidet?
Dude.
I never have.
They had one.
Game changer.
They had really? One in the Airbnb in Puerto Rico one mm-hmm. year.
Yeah. Fucking the best
what
thing
one?
Ever.
You weren't there that year. That was the year Schwam went.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one, dude, that one was, it was crazy. It was just like next to the, they had it next to the toilet.
Did it have the little electric control on the side?
I don't remember. I think it was more.
Did you ever use it?
It was more manual. Yeah, I did use it. Right. It was just like a, it was just like a lever. It didn't have, it wasn't like a super fancy one.
Is it
yeah.
weird?
Okay. The levers huh? are solid.
Is it weird?
It's definitely, you're like, whoa.
Levers are solid, but they don't change the water temp.
Would, okay.
The one in Japan, as soon as you sit down in the seat, a fan.
Oh, I bet those are insane.
A fan starts, so you don't get the smell of your shit.
Yeah, no, mine.
Really?
Mine definitely didn't do that.
Then there's three settings, so you have like
what?
There's like the there's the ass setting, and then
what do you mean the ass setting?
There's ass and vagina, so you can clean either one.
Oh,
so
wow!
You hit the ass one, it sprays straight up your ass, and it's warm water.
Okay.
Then there's like a stop button.
Yeah.
So you hit the stop.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Have you ever heard of Tushy?
Tushy. No.
Tushy. It's like a bidet attachment type thing that you can mount to your toilet.
You can get them for pretty cheap, right?
I think they're not too bad.
Isn't that the lever one? Where you just hit the lever?
I don't know. I don't know too much about it, but I know that it literally mounts to like your toilet bowl.
So being from Michigan, imagine mid fucking January.
Yep.
Cold water from goddamn Michigan wells.
going up
your ass.
Just freezes. I'm pretty sure there's probably like a
imagine
warm...
that. No, well, the cheap ones, you can get one for like 50 bucks.
Yeah.
And it's just water. It's just straight Michigan cold ass
like
water.
Like comes out of the same.
Yeah, exactly. That's intense. I don't think I can handle that.
No.
So I looked up Tushy. And they have two options. They have
what is Tushy?
Tushy is a bidet attachment that you put onto your toilet.
Any kind of toilet you can
any toilet you can mount to it.
How much do you have a price?
And so there's two versions. There's the, you know, like the basic, and then mm-hmm. there's the Tushy Spa. And the Tushy Spa is $99, and it's temperature controlled, pressure and angle controls. For a targeted spray on your pooper. Includes everything for an easy to install, requires no electricity or plumbing, self-cleaning nozzle, 9-foot hot water connection provided, and it must be near a sink to connect properly.
That would make sense, yeah.
That's the thing, because you need to do the
extension.
You
need a water supply.
Well, because I was wondering if there was...
Well, my buddy...
you were talking about like cold water, hot water.
Yeah. My buddy was telling you don't want that Michigan cold water.
No.
That's
damn. I wish I could.
You
show
don't
you.
Want. You don't want the
that.
Great Lakes going up your ass.
No.
I wish I could.
Not in mid-February, January. No. All right.
So Alex, I'll show you the photo, and Dan, I'll try to explain it. Is so there's it basically attaches to where the bowl meets like the tank, if that's what you want to call it.
Yeah. That doesn't even make any sense.
And then it has on the side of it. It has like a.
Like some buttons
and some dials is what
pressure
they are.
And temperature control.
Yeah, so you can how warm you want it and how fucking fast you want it. How high of the pressure do you want it?
How fast do you want it in your ass? $100.
How fast and how hot you want it in your ass?
$100 worth it.
Dude, honestly, I'm
I'll
like
pay
$100
bucks
it.
Any.
Yeah.
So. Come on. If I wasn't living in an apartment right now, I would buy that.
Yeah.
It's because I use
it's like
right now I use the wet wipes.
Yeah.
To make sure my arse is clean.
Right.
You used to post it a lot. I mean you would actually post it pretty frequently. What was it, like 1,001 different things the cane can do?
Mm-hmm.
What are some new things you found out?
I mean
are you maxing out?
I haven't done a lot.
I don't mean posting, but like what are you just like, huh?
Those are like random ideas I have. Like,
yeah.
Trying to think if I have any new ones. I don't think I have any new ones, you know.
Fair enough.
You know, like if I'm in lids, I'm trying to hang a hat up. Like, you know,
damn, that. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
I would love to spear a fucking fish with one of those things.
Dude, damn. I so desperately one year want to get like, I'm going to get like 20 people together and we're buying you that fucking gold cane. We're doing it.
Oh, dude.
We could make one.
No, I'm not spray painting making one. I'm
how
getting
much
is fucking
that?
Gold. It's probably like fucking $3,000 or something crazy.
Dude, if we made a GoFundMe
It would skyrocket.
Yeah,
dude.
And be like, yo, let's get Dan Mancini a gold cane.
Gold
plated. That shit would go overnight.
What would I do with it, though? I couldn't walk around with it.
Yes, you could.
Why not?
It'd be like chipping gold. I'd be losing 10 cents every time.
I'm sure the bottom is, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, you would put one of them.
A different
fucking
cane.
We'll put like a casing on the bottom or something. Yeah. I don't know. We'll
like
figure it out.
The big ball, what do you call those?
The snowball tip.
The tips, yeah.
Because I remember asking you one day, I was like, are there some like Gucci canes, you know what I mean? Like, are there some crazy ass ones?
There's good ones.
Yeah, so we need to get...
There's like fiberglass, there's fucking graphite.
Is that more for status?
No, it's... When you get to the gold fucking cane, yes. But as far as...
What do you need a fiberglass cane for?
It's lightweight. So I use a graphite cane when I walk because it's very light.
And you can whack the shit out of things.
It's a 5-piece. It has good camber, so you have good feedback of the vibration and everything. So it's all about the feedback you get, the weight of it.
That makes a lot more sense now.
Because it's literally an extension.
So you mean by
feedback.
It's an
extension of your hand and your finger.
So you mean by feedback, it's more like if you hit, say, a piece of metal, that will obviously vibrate and feel more different than like hitting brick.
Mm, exactly like when you feel it with your hand.
Yeah.
A cane is an extension of your finger and your hand.
Okay.
So when you feel those different objects, if you were holding a fucking rod steel iron pole, it's going to feel like nothing.
Obviously, yeah.
Compared to a graphite light. And it's light, super easy to use on the wrist because you're going left and right.
All damn
quick,
day long, yeah.
All day long.
Yeah.
That's
the thumbnail if I've ever seen one.
Oh, fuck.
But that's the difference, right? So it's the fucking...
You ever just, like, sometimes just, like, not even realize you have your cane? Like, are you, like, used to it now?
Dude, I'll be honest. There'll be times...
It's pretty rare, but I'm just getting to that level.
Yeah.
Where I, like, don't think about it sometimes. But right.
Like you're going through your house or whatever. I don't
use a cane in my house.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Yeah, I just... Fucking,
you're like, I know the fuck I
use my protective...
Well, honestly, I know it's not even equivalent at all, but I feel like if you blindfolded me in my own home, I could figure it out.
Yeah.
I just know it so damn
every
well.
Every time you come home at night and you go into your room, you know where your fucking light switch is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of
I know my own house so much. I mean, if you sent me to fucking downtown Detroit,
but
that's probably
actually,
miserable.
Funny story. When I came back, I had my what's called orientation mobility training. So that's using a cane, you know.
Oh, okay.
Learning how to navigate the world independently is pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
I came home and I bet my mom that she couldn't walk around the block with a cane blindfolded.
Damn.
I think I bet her.
That's awesome.
If she lost, she had to buy. She had to buy me like we had to go to like Benihana. I think it was the dinner. Like $100 dinner, right?
She butchered it, didn't she?
She's like, okay. She's like, all right, I can walk around the block. No problem. So this is just shy of a mile. It's a square block.
Right.
You got to get to
You
the
mean
end
like one street over.
You got to get to the end of the block, turn right, end of the block, turn right, end of the block, turn right.
Right.
Same,
yeah.
a square. She's like, yeah, no problem. You know, you've done it. She's done it 1,000. We have dogs. She's walking the dogs all the time.
Yeah.
Done it 1,000 times. Thought she could do it. She goes, she actually got really fucking far. I was getting nervous. But at one point, she was on her hands and she went up a driveway thinking she was turning right. Dropped her cane.
Damn,
went out,
yeah.
She was on her hands and knees, feeling on her hands and knees, like trying to find, like, she like found like a fucking garden bed or something. Turned around, found her cane. She ended up not making the fucking thing.
Yeah.
And then, like, I did it with all the homies, too. Like, friends I lived with at a house.
It was an event.
They couldn't make it around the block. So, like, you...
Oh, okay. I get what you mean, yeah.
You
tried everyone else
you
out,
think,
too.
Think, like, dude, navigating
That's
blind...
That's what I'm saying, like...
Navigating blind is fucking unreal.
Yeah. But, like, oh, I get that. But I'm saying, like, the only place I could maybe do it is my house.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
If I go outside, I'm fucked.
But I'm saying, like, to the point where, like, you have to. Like, you physically
have to. Yeah.
You know? Like, you have no other option. It's like, do you... Have you, like, created a world?
What do you, like
have you created, like, do you, like, think about, like, the room that you're in right now?
Do you have a mental vision of what you think my living room looks like?
I don't. I'm not that familiar with
not
the house.
Not that advanced, but
I do.
I know that the
okay.
I know this.
You like you know that the hallway door
the
is always going to be open.
Straight ahead is laundry. I go
right.
Straight.
That's what I mean.
I follow that fucking. You know, like high wall.
You have that more attention to detail where you're like, okay, I'm gonna come over to Steve's a lot. I need to fucking figure out.
But at the same
and
time,
and it's weird. I went into a Rite Aid across from Plus.
Yep.
Like yesterday to get Shugu. They didn't have Shugu in Plus, so I went to the Walgreens.
Yeah.
And I had been in there, not joking, 10 years before.
And remembered it.
And I walked in and I felt the carpet. I'm like, oh yeah, the carpet. Like I had somewhat of an idea of,
right.
of the layout.
That's what I've always wanted.
It's like you revert these like crazy
memories
from so long ago.
Right, but if you go like
so
when you said earlier, you would think it would be easier to be born that way. You're using something you remember.
Yeah,
and you're
for
like,
sure.
So
you would just be that much better at it.
Okay.
Doing that since you were fucking age 2, age 3.
That's right, yeah.
It's insane. Because, I have it so easy, especially going on trips with teams. I just fucking be in the lobby at 11 o'clock.
Well, see, that's like, that's the thing I was thinking, too.
Get in the van and we'll tell you where the bank is, dude.
Oh, where are we going? Like, I always got
Paul. Legend.
How often do you have to,
Nate or Paul be like, oh, yeah, follow me. Like, I always have somebody. And when I go on
trips. How often do you have to navigate by yourself?
On a trip? Rarely.
I mean, ever.
When I get
in general.
No, when I get off of a trip, I'm rusty as shit. And when I'm on
you
my
just get,
when
you
I'm
get,
on my own,
get a,
I get
yeah.
so lazy. I'm following somebody. Yeah. I get so lazy, and then I go into it like a. The sketchiest thing is going into a brand new environment.
Yeah.
So if especially if I went to a new like I do a speech and I have to do a, I get dropped off. I. Fucking so like I do. I went to New York right to do a speech. Got to New York. I have assistants within airports. You have assistants so they can take you from gate to gate or. Take you to your transportation.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I got taken to my transportation. And so I get in the fucking, it was a ride service, like fucking, you know, like a nicer service or whatever.
Yeah.
So I get in the car, guy drops me off, you know, comes up to the hotel. I'm like, all right, which way is the entrance? He's like, just straight out your door. I was like, all right. So I got to walk out of my door, fucking walk straight. And I'm listening for the fuck. Usually it's an electric door, so electric door fucking slides open. I can hear that. I walk in the fucking electric door. I feel a carpet. I go in the carpet, and I fucking come in the hotel lobby. Then usually you hear somebody at the front desk like, "Can I help you?" Like fucking, you know. This time it was off to the left.
Yeah.
So I follow that voice. I make my way to the fucking voice. Go check in. You know, here's my credit card. Blah blah. Swipe my shit. Can you help me to my? Can I get some assistance to my room for the first time? So I usually get assistance getting to my room. So then I know.
Okay.
So then I know the layout. So like somebody takes me the first time. I'm like okay, I go.
You've
off.
Learned
I
it.
Go,
yeah.
The elevator is right. You know, I go right from the fucking front desk. One left. Those springs. One left to the elevators. Make where the elevator is. Fine. And my room is. Left off the elevator, turn right, turn left. It's a T-shape.
Right.
Fucking
braille
on the
door.
You know what I mean? It's a shit like that.
Like, does that...
That's actually pretty basic.
Does that almost get...
A hotel's pretty basic.
Does that almost get annoying where you have to, like, pretty much always be fucking thinking?
Yes, because you... annoying, no, but, like, you have to always be thinking.
Yeah.
Because there's been times where it's like, oh fuck! I should have been paying more attention. You know
right.
I mean? Then I spend, 40, yeah,
I think
I spend 45 minutes like backtracking, trying to find. Oh, here's the elevator.
I think of it the same way as like, dude. Literally last week at work, I shook one of the manager's hands and forgot his fucking name in like 3 minutes.
So bad at that type.
Yeah,
of
I mean, it's just I should have been thinking. You know what I mean?
But the hardest thing for me is when I meet new people, especially on skate trips.
Mm-hmm.
Is you don't have that facial recognition where you're like,
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you meet somebody for the first time, like
how?
The second time you meet them, like, oh, I reckon, oh yeah, that's what's
see,
his name. That's what's his name. Like, I don't have that.
Like,
it's all off voices. And
how annoying
it
is it for
me,
us?
It takes me like 5-6 days.
What? So like when it's that similar, what the hell do you use or find
it takes,
out?
It just
to,
takes time because then you.
But how do you know?
It just takes time of like just the subtleties, the fucking
like the weird
my sarcasm,
especially the way I say the sarcasm, shit. The way you, the style that at which you speak.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. All right, so I gotta get to the bottom of something.
All right,
what is your fucking beef with golf?
Oh, I hate golf.
Yeah, why do you hate golf so much?
Tell me why.
I'll give you the
rundown. Can I explain why I enjoy it? Like,
do you know?
I don't give a fuck about do you fucking know, your golf. Fuck you and your fucking golf.
Do you know Alex's backstory?
Shove your fucking nine iron
to...
up your ass.
Shove your nine iron.
And your fucking
putter.
Fucking bag of Nike balls.
Why are you hating on me so fucking
yeah,
hard?
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Tell us.
First off. All right.
Damn, I'm gonna have to turn that up, but that was good.
The beef came from golf because majority of my friends that I grew up with, like my really, really, like I still have good friends that still skate.
Yeah.
But guys I grew up like in like what I consider the, not you know, necessarily the prime of my skating, but like where I grew the most as a skater, where I got like, the most inspiration, where like skating was like everything to me. Like we grew up like, you know, filming as a young kid together, like amazing fucking times. They got older, they got fucking jobs,
they got the booze in them,
got the wife, they got the kids,
they got the wife, the kids, they got all that, and right. Then they slowly so put the board away.
You're out here blaming it on golf.
I'm not done explaining.
It's the
Can
journey.
I finish my All
right, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. You're right.
Hey.
Yeah, go ahead.
They go on. I continue. I know, which is, that part of it's understandable.
Right.
I get it.
What skating, do you mean?
Moving on from skating.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Completely understandable. I moved on at one point, but I came back to it. But they, especially going into as a blind person, there are certain things that like I consider worth my time. Golfing is not one of them.
There are
plenty of blind people that golf and are really good at it. There's a whole.
I saw a whole
blind golfer.
I saw some clips of Justin doing it.
Nice,
Justin Bishop.
Yeah, he was doing it like last week.
Right. You can golf, right?
Right.
But they do it to a point where, like, that became their new skating.
Oh. Okay.
So, like, when they go out, they all go out together and they go golf. And then, in the beginning, like, I was like, oh, whatever, that's chill. I would just kind of be chilling by myself, right? Mm-hmm. So then
this
became the thing. So they would go golf and it slowly became like.
Like, you wanted to skate.
That's their
new. And they were like, no, we want to do this.
Almost. In the beginning of my skating. So skating wasn't even that
like when you started
huge
back
to
up.
Me? Yeah, exactly. Okay. So, but it became like, that's all they, like, that's like their fucking, that's their new skating. Mm. So now they do like a trip, like 1 to 2 trips a year where they like travel. They go to like Florida or something and they all travel together and they go golf.
Right.
And then I'm like, oh, okay.
But I wanted to skate, yeah.
Or I just want. Not
I just
want to
be
skate.
A part of it. Yeah.
I want to be part of the homies. Dude, these are my fucking closest friends.
Yeah.
So that's where my beef really comes. That's where like that really stems. Which
100% fair.
It's
enough.
Like whatever.
Yeah.
Like I don't golf.
That makes more sense.
I
yeah.
get it. Like deep down, I understand.
See, I did it before I skated. Really.
That's even worse. Yeah.
What do you mean that's worse,
dude? Ellie.
And golfing. Oh, you want to get into actually golfing?
Yeah.
The fucking
get into
rich
it.
Man sport. The fucking. Sport that waste. Have you seen the amount of water that's used to support the fucking golf courses around the world?
That ain't wrong.
Okay.
The any average person can't afford to go fucking golf. Fuck golf, dude. It's a rich white man sport. I'm sorry.
Alex got
fired. Fuck off, dude. It's dumb. It's a dumb fucking sport. You gotta put a fucking hole in the ball. There's no fucking athletic.
Yeah, but all
there's
sports
no athletic,
are that way.
No, there's no athletic fucking gratification from it. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're hitting a ball.
They're hiding from their wives. That's what they're doing.
Exactly.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's a bunch of fucking rich white guys who want to
get away from their wives.
The typical person on the fucking golf course is some guy. Who
yeah.
has fucking
it's not me.
He can
it's not me.
Escape from his fucking family. Escape from his fucking miserable
breath,
life.
Bro.
Escape from the fucking his goddamn 9-to-5 lifestyle.
No, you're completely right. Honestly.
It's like go fucking find something that you actually. Oh my God.
He's pissed me off. I'm so hyped I set this up.
Holy it fuck. Really does bum me out. Yeah. The amount of money that it costs to do it.
Do you think? Do you think if your friends industry. Like?
But you know what? As somebody who has a passion for something that a lot of people don't understand, skateboarding.
Right.
So many people don't understand fucking skateboarding. Maybe I just don't understand golf. I guess I don't.
Yeah, there's definitely some
that
people.
I get. Like, there's fucking Tiger Woods. Holy shit, that guy is amazing at what he does. He clearly devoted his entire fucking life, his entire passion.
I mean, dude, there was
everything to it.
Yeah.
There was a time.
I can respect that, but I do not respect the average fucking person.
I agree.
Who tries to escape.
I totally agree.
A life that they should be, that they should drop and start a new fucking life and maybe not need fucking golf to escape from.
Right. I totally agree because I was, there was a point where golf. I was working out to be better at it. And I played 6 days a week because I literally was in high school trying to fucking go pro.
Yeah, which Alex is fucking good, honestly.
Which
and
I respect that.
And
if you dedicate yourself to
me,
to your craft,
and I get
that.
Pissed every time I go out to go play and get drunk, mm-hmm. I get kind of bummed.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Right, like
because
like you were playing to like get good. You weren't just like, oh, I'm gonna go.
To me, it was like 6 days a week. How can I get better?
I can respect that more than the fucking I'm gonna go get hammered.
Well, dude, can you? Okay, so here's my view on it. I was 15, and I started on the high school team, and I never went to parties. All these kids were like, you don't play hockey, well, you're a fucking loser, blah, blah, blah. And then the minute I get into,
this is like skating. You don't skate anymore.
Exactly. So the minute I get to, like, let's say sophomore, junior year of high school or college, all these fucking bros that are washed up
golfing.
Are now golfing, and they're like, you want to go play sometime? Like, no, you weren't fucking down 6 years ago. Why are you fucking down now?
Right.
I think it's the same thing as skating now. It's like, how many people are fucking, like, wearing or look like fucking skaters, whether they skate or not? They're they hated on you in high school, and now they're trying to be your friend.
I could respect you at a kid, like, fucking going for it, dude.
Oh, I was trying
dedicating
to. I was
yourself
trying to be. I was trying to make it to the PGA
to
Tour.
Dedicate yourself to a craft, please. That's the best thing you can do for yourself.
All right. Go. Any last thoughts?
What's something new you're gonna do? You got parts you're working on.
What's
thoughts,
on your no
last
Dan,
thoughts?
What do you Dan, what is on your mind right
what
now?
What are you thinking right now?
Right now, I'm thinking how grateful I am to meet Steve fucking Regish. Not even joking. All cheesiness, bullshit aside, I literally would not have anything that I have right now.
Hell yeah,
Steve.
Give me some nucks, dog.
Because, fuck, dude.
We're doing it, dog.
You know who I hit up? It's fucking Scott Hartzell.
Dude, you know what's funny is
years
about
ago.
That? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he texted me. He's like, yo, you know Dan Mancini? I was like, yeah, I know who Dan Mancini is. He's like, yeah, he like doesn't have anybody to film and he wants to skate. I was like, let's
fucking
get it.
Skate.
Let's get it.
And then I think I either texted or called you. Or
there was like a group chat text. Started. And I was just like, yeah,
hey, dude,
I'm skating.
You're like, but I didn't even know who you were.
No.
But clearly you skate every fucking day.
And we went to Wolverine. And I was
Wolverine!
Like,
oh, that was it. That was the first fucking
thing. Yeah, the Ollie Fakie and then the Fakie Tray. Yep. That was a
gotta
fish
film
trip.
Apart. And when you said that, you gotta film apart. I was so hyped.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
So I was like, oh, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Fucking film apart.
I'll be honest. I don't know two other people that are fucking more dedicated.
Hell yeah, dog.
You two go out every single
fucking
day. All right,
let's cheers these
day.
Empty beers.
Cheers, guys.
There you go.
Love you guys.
Because literally
10 more years.
Literally that group chat.
Jamie to the fucking Jeffrey, bro.
That group chat every fucking day is me and Randy making excuses and you two going like, well, I'll see you at fucking 425.
This is where we're going to be. Come through
five,
if you guys
524.
Want.
I don't make excuses because Steve doesn't make excuses. That's
you
that's
guys
damn
the,
right.
You guys are the most goddamn dedicated people I know.
Let's go.
Lucid coming.
All right, we're done.
Lucid coming.